All right. Good morning, everyone. So, who can tell me what is a desert? Do you all know what deserts are? Do you know what causes a desert to be different? Do you know what causes a
Because it gets about 2 inches of rain every year.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, deserts hardly get any rain. And we have a desert here. And without rain, what happens without rain? Things don't grow very well, do they?
Yeah, nothing grows, and if nothing grows, then the animals won't have water, so the food won't grow for them to eat. So then almost.
So then you don't have animals, and then you can't have people, because everything needs water, doesn't it? And so that's why we have a desert here in California called what? We either have Mojave, but Death Valley. We have a desert called Death Valley, and that's why, because hardly anything grows. But you know where the driest desert in the whole world is? You'll never guess where it's located. It's aside from the North Pole and the South Pole, because there's some drier places there, but the driest non-polar desert is located where? In South America, not too far from the Amazon forest. It's really crazy. It's called the Atacama Desert. It is so dry in this desert that it's so desolate of life that when they film movies like, I don't know, Space Odyssey and some of these movies, they actually went down there to film it. I'm going to show you a picture of, get it up on the screen. Oh, you can't see it too well, but the top is a picture of the moon, and the bottom picture is a picture of the Atacama Desert, and it really looks very similar, okay? And not only that, but they have craters in the Atacama Desert, just like the moon. The next picture is going to show you a picture. I can't see it too well, but there's an astronaut on the moon next to a crater, and then you've got a person next to a crater in the Atacama Desert. They even tested one of the Martian vehicles to see if it could detect life, and they put it in a place in the Atacama Desert, and it didn't detect any life. It worked, but there's no life. There's some places in the Atacama Desert where there's absolutely no life. And you know what? There's something similar about the Atacama Desert and Death Valley. You know what it is? Every 10 years, they actually get some rain. It's amazing. They get some rain. Every 10 years, they get enough rain and weather that they can sustain life. And you know what happens? It's called a super bloom. And this year, last year, there was a super bloom in the Atacama Desert. It only happens every 10 years. And this year, there's a super bloom in Death Valley. Now, if you hurry to Death Valley, you might be able to see the tail end of it. I think the peak is over. But every 10 years, you have to wait 10 years. And what happens in these super blooms is I'll show you some pictures of what happens during a super bloom. You don't just get like one flower, like these poppies that are coming out of the dirt, but you get massive amounts of flowers. Keep going through the slides. You just get tons of flowers. The next slide will show you just what happens. It transforms the whole desert. Keep going. The next slide is some more. And now keep going. Now, this is the Atacama Desert, this next slide. Look at that. Look at those blue flowers. It's amazing. I don't know where all these seeds come from. They stay dormant for like 10 years. Keep going through the pictures. This is these pink fields in the Atacama Desert. It's absolutely amazing. It just transforms the whole thing. You can't really see this too well, but some more pink flowers with the orange mountains. It's just, this is the Atacama Desert too. It's amazing. You know where this desert is located? It's not in a country. It's actually in four countries. And you can remember it because it's ABC: Argentina, Bolivia, and Chile, and Peru. And where all those countries meet, that's where you find this Atacama Desert. So that's what happens during a super bloom. Now, the Bible talks about a super bloom, but it's the super of all the super blooms. It's in Isaiah 35, and it says the desert is going to blossom as the rose, and it's going to be beautiful, and it's going to be rejoicing. It's like the flowers are going to be singing, and it's going to be covered like, it's going to be like Carmel and Sharon. It's going to be gorgeous. And you know what else is going to, the Bible says it's going to happen during the super bloom. This is going to happen at the end of time. There's going to be a major super bloom. And the people that are blind, they're going to be able to see. They're going to see the beauty. And the people that can't sing, they're going to be singing. And the people that can't hear, they're going to hear the singing. And the people that can't walk, They're going to be able to run. And what are they going to run on? You know what it says in the Bible? It says they're going to run on a highway. So there's going to be not just a super boom, but a super highway. It's called the highway of holiness. You know who's going to be on that highway? Who's going to be on the highway?
Jesus? Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. You know, you and I, hopefully, are going to be on that highway. Only good things go on that highway. There's no dangerous thing. There's no dangerous animals. Only good go on that highway. And, you know, how old are you?
Six.
Six. You know what? At 6 years old, you could go on that highway by yourself, and you can take your friends, and you don't have to be afraid of anything. You don't have to have any adults, because no one's going to get lost on that highway. It is going to be a wonderful highway. You know that song that we sing, Come Ye That Love the Lord, and Let Our Joys Be Known, and we're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. Have you ever heard that song? You haven't heard that song? Wow, that is a song that about this highway. We're going to be marching on that highway. And where do you think the highway goes? Do you know where it leads to?
Heaven.
It leads to the city of Zion, that beautiful, beautiful city of Zion, the city of God, where there's no sorrow, there's no sighing. And you and I, hopefully someday, are going to be on that, okay? So we don't, now how old, how many of you are 10 years old or older? Okay, how many of you are younger than 10 years old? Haven't had your 10 years, all you, okay. This is the first time that the Atacama Desert has had a super bloom in your lifetime. And the next time, you're probably going to be teenagers by the time, but you know what, we don't have to wait for super blooms, you know why? Because we have, every year we have blooms around us. You know what? It's raining out now. You know what that means? What does that mean? They say April showers bring what? May flowers. And we don't even have to usually wait till May. We get flowers. We've already been getting a lot of blooms. And when you see those blooms, they can remind you of this super bloom, right? That happens once every 10 years. And also the super of the super blooms that's in the Bible, okay? You want to remember that? And the super highway, and it's because we have a super God that is amazing. He can transform things that are just nothing, that are completely dead and devoid of life, and he can turn them into beautiful things so quickly. He's a master at that, okay? So let's say our prayer, and then afterwards I have some stickers for you, some pretty flower stickers, and then we can take up the offering, okay? But right now, let's bow our heads. And dearest Heavenly Father, oh, we thank you so much for giving us life, for giving us water, for giving us the beauty, even in the remote places of the earth. Lord, you are so wonderful, and we just pray that everyone here will be on that highway someday to that beautiful city, we pray. Amen.